A group of Fairbanks researchers were in the village of Tanana last week as part of an ice travel safety study. University of Alaska Fairbanks professors Knut Keeland and Bill Snyder have been leading the National Science Foundation project since 2004. Snyder says the effort is aimed at understanding dangerous ice on the Tanana River.
We recognize the Tanana River is a dangerous river, and the idea is for local people to take us to places that they see in the course of their daily work to bring their experience with the place, and scientists to bring their background to try to figure out what we could find out about these conditions.
Snyder says scientists are keying off local knowledge of the river to track open holes and thin ice. He says the project has been focused around Fairbanks, but has just recently expanded downriver to the village of Tanana. Project consultant Sam Dementiff of Fairbanks has traveled interior rivers from Ruby to Fairbanks since the 1940s. Dementiff credits some of the increase in dangerous ice conditions to a warmer climate.
Generally, you know, there's a real difference in the climate from the 40s and 50s and 60s to today. You know, back then there used to be what was referred to as cold snaps, or 10 days to 2 weeks of minus 30 to minus 50 or colder. The ice back then would be frozen solid. It would be 3 to 4 feet deep. But now you can encounter some dangerous areas.
Dementiff says they've also observed rapidly shifting areas of open water and weak ice unrelated to air temperature. Researchers believe some of the inconsistent activity may be caused by shifts in underlying currents and springs that can contribute warmer water to the river. Snyder says the takeaway from the study is pretty straightforward.
It's a very active river, and the message for the general public is that it is dangerous, that it is unpredictable, and that extreme caution should be taken.
The researchers have logged GPS coordinates of dangerous areas and plan to develop an ice safety manual for river travelers.